Welcome to The Leadership Line, a podcast that covers everyday work issues from dealing with jerks at work to feeling burnt out. Tammy and Scott's experience, along with their different perspectives, help listeners grow, examine realistic options and alternatives, and identify those actionable solutions to the tough issues we face every day at work.
Hello, Tammy and Scott.
Hello to you.
What's up?
I've been thinking a lot about people who made job changes last year. Some of them are my friends. Some of them are our clients. And unfortunately, what I've seen happening a lot is people who are now realizing that they made a mistake. They were in pursuit of a big old jump in pay or a whole bunch of extra flexibility. And they're finding that for a variety of reasons, this new job is just really not a good fit. And it kind of traces back to like not getting enough good information before they made the leap. So my question for you guys today is, if somebody's interviewing for a new job, like what are the questions they should be asking and what are the things they should be looking for to make sure that this is really a good fit, not just a great paycheck?
Yeah. So Carmen, are you really saying that the grass is not always greener?
To roll out a trope this morning, Scott, yes.
Yeah, crazy how that works, isn't it?
Well, and it's so funny because, of course, my favorite, like a keynote that I heard when I was in my 20s that I've never forgotten is the grass is greener wherever you water it. So, so that piece, right? I love that because you started, it's like, well, they went for the money or they went for the title. And of course, the underlying thing is, why are you leaving and what are you looking for? Mm-hmm. Knowing that, honestly, money and title never satisfy. Those are dissatisfying. But if we set that aside for just a minute and go with your question, you know, what questions should you ask to make sure that you are going to a place that could be your home for a while? I think that's a really good question. So, Scott, what do you think?
So to me, I think the questions you have to ask yourself, why are you leaving? You said that one earlier. I love that. And I always think, are you running from or are you running to?
Absolutely. Because if you're just reacting, and heck, we see this in divorces, right? We leave something and then we go and immediately jump to the polar opposite and find out polar opposite's not what I wanted either. I mean, take a little time and say, what's important to you? So yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I love that. And so I think of any time I've interviewed in the past, especially later in my career, immediately after my interview, I would go home or in my reflection, I would say, what would make me say yes to this? And what's my minimum? Like I would have to see these things, otherwise it's a no. Then if an offer comes or there's future conversations, I'm thoughtful about what am I looking for.
And you know, Scott, I would tell you that I would recommend that you have that list before you even start interviewing.
Sure, absolutely. Right?
Because you know, once something's in front of you, it could be really enticing. And you know, and in that space, it's like, wait, before you get enticed by all of the stuff that you weren't even saying you wanted, you know, the flashy stuff that, mm-hmm. you know, is that's like, oh, they have a ping pong table. Oh, they say they have beer every Friday. You know, I mean, it's like sit down and write your list. If you really think about your work life, what are your have to haves? I would not take a job if I did not have these things. And that shouldn't be title, right? Or necessarily pay. Because again, those things are dissatisfiers.
I think there's a line for pay that says, I can pay my bills, my family can be comfortable, I can achieve my financial goals versus just saying, no, I have to have X dollars more.
Right. And it's the X dollars more. I mean, to be very honest with you, some of us might even be happier with a job that's X dollars less. And we think I'm worth it. Well, you know what? You are worth, no job could pay any human being what you are worth as a human being. Jobs, unfortunately, come with what they're worth. and you're looking for a job, a particular position. So in this spot, it's like, it's not about what you're worth. It is about what's the money that you can live the lifestyle that you would like to live right now, that you can actually find a job that pays that kind of money. And that's fine. But remember, money does not the end all be all. Almost everybody that I've seen that's chased jobs that have more cash or the title that you think you're supposed to get, like I'm supposed to have, this is my first title, and then it's the next step up title, and then the next step up title. That thing never brings satisfaction because that's not the stuff that's really important at work.
And I think it is important to differentiate title, right? Chasing the title versus chasing what the job is. So you might be, say, I would like to be able to do this, grow my skills. Maybe it's supervise people. Maybe it's more responsibility, whatever that is. And that may come under certain titles. And so you may be going after that title for those reasons. But if you just say, oh, I just want to have that title, you're probably missing the boat. So to me, those are the questions you ask yourself.
Right. And Scott, before you move from that, I think it's really normal to think I'm supposed to say I want my boss's job. But here's the piece. Management is not for everybody. And in fact, management is a really tough job that oftentimes doesn't have a lot of love and, you know, satisfaction. And like, I feel all warm and cuddly because of my work. It's kind of like parenting. You know, there's a really great thing at the end when your kids grow up and you see them be independent adults. But the process of raising a kid comes with a lot of work. And so that's the other thing I want to mention. Management and leading people formally, even though we think we may want it, may not be honestly the thing that brings you joy and fun and excitement and energy at work. So don't just go for that management title, right? It's that what really is the thing that when I'm at work, I'm revved up. Time flies. Look for that work.
Mm-hmm. I really like that phrase, joy, excitement, energy, and thinking about things like that on your list of what do I need? Because people do, is there a door with it? Is an office with a door? Is there an expense account? You know, even some of those soft things that can feel like a dangly carrot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And those things, like, do I actually have an expense account? Oh my gosh, I've never had a job with expense account. If somebody offered that to me, I'd be like, are you kidding me? Am I going to New York next week?
You mean I'm going to New York next week?
I am. And I am going to go to some fine restaurants while I'm there.
So these are great, like, self-awareness things. What are your thoughts about when you get to the interview? What should you be asking? And maybe also, at what stage is it okay to ask some of these questions?
Sure. Yeah. And I think there are almost two subcategories when you're at, you know, with the organization. And some of these, because more and more interviews and things are going remote, are now more difficult. So for me, you know, when I was interviewing things, I would be, how does the person interact with you at the front desk when you come to the office?
Yes.
Are they snippy? Are they short? Do they seem distracted? Do they engage with you? This is a funny one, but I think, okay, if I'm going to be in an office, what are the bathrooms like? And to me, if they're messy, disorganized, they don't seem like they're five-star hotel, I do expect, is there trash all over the floor? Are the mirrors clean? That tells me, gives me an indication of how well people respect the employees. And then my last one that to me is an observation, which again is going to date me kind of a little bit old school, at 5 o'clock or at 5:15, what's the parking lot like?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Is it empty? Is it full? Are people running to get to their cars? Because that, again, all of those are indicators of what the culture is really, really like.
I love that. And it is a piece of looking at the culture. So if you are fortunate enough to, I don't even know if that's right, if you're fortunate enough, because I kind of like remote work. So yeah, that's right. But if you are on site for an interview, pay attention. The culture, you can feel it. Do people make eye contact? Do people smile? Is it quiet? Are people working in small groups? Is everybody there kind of by themselves? All of that stuff, pay attention if you are going on site. to what that culture is like. I was talking yesterday, Carmen, it's so funny that you actually asked this question, a customer yesterday, and I was in the C-suite talking with the entire C-suite of this organization, and the CEO turned to the chief optimization officer and said, "You know what? I was just thinking, we had the weirdest first interview." And the chief optimization officer said, "Why?" And he goes, "You were in a park."
A park?
A park. The guy interviewed at a park, sitting on a park bench, right? And such an interesting thing, because I think there are things that we can learn virtually too. Like right now, if this was a visual, we would see where Scott is. We would see where you are. We would see where I am. None of us have virtual backgrounds. All of us are kind of showing our environments. And Scott's in a hotel room. That says something, right? Carmen, you and I are in our homes, and it says something. So are these folks who like set up that interview? Are these folks who are on time for that interview? Did they keep you waiting in that interview? All of those things are indicators. And I think sometimes we don't like see those indicators. Those indicators could be green lights for you, but they also could be yellow or red lights. And you need to pay attention to those things, because people will say the right things, just like you'll say the right thing in the interview. The company will say the right things, but look at all of the stuff that's not said. Look at all the indicators that are there that tells you what this culture is about. And so it's not as much about asking the questions. It's as much as about observing that person and going beyond their words.
So I think the questions to ask are really then, you have to move past the, what are the responsibilities? One of my absolute favorite questions is, what is an unwritten rule that is, quote, unforgivable? That if I did this, I wouldn't necessarily get fired, but I would get labeled.
Oh, wow. I wonder how many people can even answer that question, but it certainly would make them think.
Mm-hmm. Because what I want to know is, like, what really do they get agitated about? I always ask if I can have lunch with the team, the peers, a group, you know, what are they like? And so I don't know that I'm necessarily asking specific questions as much as interacting and observing and reflecting on what's good about that, what's not good about that. I love walking around the work area. I was walking around at a client yesterday. Their facility is absolutely immaculate. They are spending time, effort, and energy to get it like that.
So a question that I do think I like to ask, if I was going to report to anyone, The question I would like to ask is, talk to me about the biggest mistake that you made here and what happened after that mistake. I'm going to watch to see, one, can they name anything? Super important. Second of all, in that spot, is that scary? Is that like, how do they react to that? Because I want to know if this person is vulnerable enough to talk about it. So I want to find out if mistakes are okay. I want to know the vulnerability of this person and if they're going to get real with me. Because here's the other thing. I have a real problem going to an organization where people just put on the veneer. And they cannot be who they are. I think we all want to have a sense of belonging. And I want to find out if my belonging fits with their belonging. But so often, just like an interview, EE comes in and says, "I'm bright and shiny." The people who are interviewing us are also going, "Oh, we are bright and shiny." And in fact, every organization has good, bad, and ugly. And for me, I want to go to a place where we won't do the same thing all the time. We just won't repeat everything. I want to go someplace where we're growing and where we're becoming more all the time. And that requires making mistakes. And so that particular question fits with what is important to me. And I get to watch the individual. So remember, it's not just the words that they say. Look at everything that goes when you ask that question and put it in context. And that's what Scott was really trying to say. The first thing you have to say was, what is important to you? I want to go someplace where we do new things, try new things, experience, and grow. That's important to me in a job. So then my questions are going to be in that space where I am asking those questions to see if there's a mesh, if we align with one another. And I'm going to remember, don't just look at what they say. Look at all the nonverbals that come with that and put that picture together. because most of us are going to put our best foot forward, especially in the world that we're in right now, where we're trying to attract so many folks, because it's hard to get people into your organization right now. So they're bright, they're shining themselves off, wearing the right clothes, saying the right things. And that's not necessarily reality. So your questions need to go at what's important to you. So figure out what's important to you and then ask those questions so that you can do it. And then don't listen to just words. It's so much more than the words.
And that wraps up this week's episode of The Leadership Line. As always, feel free to reach out to us in the emails provided in this podcast description box, and be sure to check out our upcoming episodes always announced on LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.